The Battle of Redwall Abbey really had started in earnest. Like a foul tide, the ravagers charged over the remainder of the night-dark flatlands, bellowing blood-curdling war cries. Buckler came bounding up the wall steps to join Skipper and Django on the threshold battlements. The Gowsim chieftain was honing his rapier on the smooth sandstone.
I knew that catapult wouldn't stop the scum forever. They've still got more than enough vermin to overrun us.
Buckler's long rapier swished as he drew it.
Aye, but the ballista board has a bit of time. Pity it can't be used for close-up work. Well, this is it, mates. We need every beast that can fight right here.
Django, Skipper and Oakheart began bawling orders.
Log along, along! Gouse them to me!
Redwall! Come on, buckles, let's show 'em!
Gather to me, brave beasts, woe unto they who would face a wither spike!
Axel Sternclaw began pounding a baulk of timber with his warhammer, roaring.
Come and meet each soil to death, hermits!
Valea caught up with Crach, who was at the centre of the first wave. She yelled at him above the noise.
Get them across that ditch and straight up the hill onto the wall. Don't stop. Keep up a full charge. Once our ravagers are on the wall tops, we'll eat them alive. Don't fail me, Grack. You're in command now.
Flib joined the second row of archers and slingers. Tragedia Witherspike, armed with a sling and stones, stood shoulder to shoulder with her. Flib's blood was up. She bounced up and down, whirling her sling in anticipation of the action.
Yeah! We'll show the scummy lot the way to Hellgate. The first bearman that shows his nose over the walls, a flaming dead beast, eh, Trash?
Faced with the reality of life and death in warfare, the Hogmaid's dramatic nature suddenly deserted her.
Right, Flib. We'll show them. But what are we supposed to do? I mean, do we actually have to kill other creatures face to face?
Flib laughed recklessly.
Well, of course we do, you blinkin' Wilton Lily. If ye don't kill ravagers, they'll kill you. Just sling and whack and batter as hard as you can. Stick by my side and I'll show you out.
Streaming to either side of the burning ram, vermin fighters scrambled out of the ditch. Grack urged them up the sloping hill of rubble, waving his spear and firing them up.
Take the abbey, you bold buckos! Let's conquer the place and live the good life. Go to it if you want enough victuals to stuff yourselves, aye, and slaves to serve you. It's all there for a night's killing.
The first score mounted the pile, their footpaws sinking in as they scrabbled upward. Buckler waited until he could see their villainous faces rising through the smoke and darkness. He raised his blade, steadying the first row.
Stand ready! Wait now! On my command! Shoot!
A hail of shafts and slingstones whined through the air like angry wasps. Screams and gurgles rang out from below, followed by a salvo of thrown spears and javelins. Three Gowsim fell to the missiles, two wounded, one dead. Now the second wave of vermin came climbing up over the bodies of their fallen comrades. This time there were more of them, and the ascent was faster. Django heard Buckler calling his row to fall back and reload. The Gowsim chieftain leapt onto the battlement, shouting,
Second row forward! Stand ready!
Flib whirled her sling, winking at Tragedia.
Here we go now, Trash. Good hunting, mate.
Django's command rapped out as they stepped to the threshold.
On my command! Shoot!
Tragedia was about to loose her slingstone when the scarred head of a rat poked over the top at her. She whacked the loaded sling down hard on her enemy's skull. The rat stumbled, grunted, and kept coming. The Hogmaid hit him again and again and again. An insane strength seemed to fill her limbs. She was screaming like a mad beast.